It's a mighty hard road my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled a long dusty road. It's out of your dust bowl and westward we roll. And your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I slept on the ground. We come with the dust and we'll go with the wind. California, Arizona, to harvest your crops. And it's up north, Oregon, to gather your hogs. Take the beads from your ground. Your light sparkling wine. Fight and we'll fight till we win. California, Arizona, to harvest your crops. And it's up north to Oregon to gather your hogs. Take the beets from your crown, take the grapes from your vine. On your table, your light sparkling wine. Thank you.
You can take a breath now. That was the Slow Can Ramblers, BC's own Slow Can Ramblers, off their album Coffee Creek and Pastures of Plenty and Honey Babe. Completely different rendition of a Honey Babe that we may or may not have heard earlier in the program. Keeping in the theme of bands with Rambler in their name, before that we heard a track called Little Beggar Man from an album Reeds and Rushes by the Bald Duck Mountain Ramblers. And we heard the Hamilton County Ramblers with I Hear You Talkin' off their self-titled album. And just out of curiosity, I looked up where the heck Hamilton County is in the world. And apparently it is in Southwest Ohio, and Cincinnati Middleton is located in Hamilton County and is the third largest county in Ohio by population. So there you go. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin. I'm here every Friday with, a mix of roots and bluegrass and old-timey and acoustic music, depending on what rabbit hole I fall down into over the week, creating a playlist for our listening pleasure, our toe-tapping pleasure. There's lots to tap our toes along to today, that's for sure. Some really ripping tracks on today's show. But the nature of Campus Community Radio is that, you know, I have my hour carved out, and I get to play the things that I like, that I think you will like, and then I pass the microphone on, and I get to pass the microphone on at 1 o'clock in approximately 20 minutes to my colleague Connor, who is the host of Department Uno and is going to bring you some stuff that he's excited about, some new Canadian classical music and some jazz on the show that features new music on CJSF's playlist. That is music that has recently come into the station that, gets cataloged for our volunteer programmers to play and access to bring to you. And these are some of the sort of highlights that have really piqued Connor's ear. So you might want to tune in to get your ears peaked up on things that you might not hear. Well, I guarantee you're not going to hear them elsewhere. Take a listen or stay tuned. Stay tuned and take a listen. How about that? I'm going to play an announcement, and then I'm going to come back and just chat a little bit about the goji berry, and I'll give you some context about that. But first, have a listen to this.
From music composition to the soundscapes of our built and natural environments, the study of sound can be approached from many perspectives. The Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology offers courses in sound in each of these three schools. Open to any undergraduate student interested in studying sound, the new Certificate in Sound offers the opportunity to gain recognition for a broad study of sound across a variety of disciplines. Talk to your advisor or visit FCAT's website for more details about the certificate.
Okay. So yesterday, I went up to the little convenience store located here on campus in the sub building, looking for a snack, and what I ended up buying has goji berries in it, and quite honestly, I'm not a big fan of the goji berry. I don't normally buy them just, you know, as a bag of goji berries, but this mix is quite a tasty mix. So I wasn't unhappy with it, but it got me thinking about, you know, what the heck are goji berries? And I know that they're supposed to be good for you, and you know, they were part of a health craze. Perhaps they still are. And so this is what I learned about the goji berry. There are 7 possible health benefits to the goji berry. One of them is that it protects the eyes. They have a specific antioxidant in them that can stop damage from UV light, free radicals, and oxidative stress. And so, you know, a study in an optometry journal found that seniors who drank goji berry juice for 90 days showed a better outcome than not. They provide immune system support. And again, that's based on the antioxidants. Antioxidants are known for immune boosting qualities and their ability to fight harmful free radicals and reduce inflammation. So that's good. Protects against cancer. Again, it's all about the antioxidants that include a bunch of things that are known for fighting cancer cells and slowing tumor growth, reducing inflammation, which is harmful and stressful on the body. They promote healthy skin because they contain a good amount of beta carotene. And beta carotene is very often used in skin creams to improve skin health, reduce skin irritation, manage the effects of the sun, and manage the impact of aging. And so, I guess if you eat them or drink goji juice, then it also has that, or is thought to have that same effect. They're thought to stabilize blood sugar and help balance insulin and glucose levels in the blood. Also a good thing. It can improve depression, anxiety, and sleep. So a study in 2016 done on rats improved depression and anxiety-like behaviors in them. And another study in the U.S. using human subjects found that drinking goji berry juice improved energy, mood, and digestive health. And and so afterwards, they completed questionnaires to record their feelings of well-being, neurological and psychological health, musculoskeletal symptoms, and digestive and cardiovascular complaints, as well as adverse effects that they might have had. And they reported improved energy, ability to focus, enhanced athletic performance, mental acuity, and feelings of calmness and contentment. Apparently, it prevents liver damage. And again, that's based on animal models where the goji berry has been seen to manage liver health and prevent the progression of alcohol-induced fatty liver disease and inhibit tumor growth on human liver cancer cells, which I'm assuming is just studied in a lab and not actually on human folks. That is, I don't want to say that it's debunked, but you know, there are marketing controversies around the product that deem it a superfruit. There is, you know, some exaggerated claims about the health benefits that you should always take you should take everything with a grain of salt, I suppose. Not everything is good for everybody, and not everybody is going to respond and react to things in the same way. And, you know, if your body needs the things that the goji berry has, then, you know, it's going to make a marked difference. And if it doesn't need the things that the goji berry has, then it's not going to do the same things. So there's, you know, some warnings about the unproven therapeutic benefits of the goji berry. Generally speaking, though, you know, berries are pretty good for you because they're all full of antioxidants and phytochemicals that that are generally good for the body. One of the things that I thought was kind of interesting is that the goji berry is also known as the wolf berry. And the reason why it's referred to or known as the wolf berry is because long ago in ancient times, it was mistakenly thought to be related to a different plant, a plant from the Lycium family. And because of the Latin name and the link with the word lycos, meaning wolf in Latin, it became known as the wolf berry in English. And so there's this mistaken assumption from the Latin name of this mistaken plant that it was thought to be, but it isn't. In terms of the genus that it actually is versus what they thought, then we call it the wolfberry as one of its alternate names. So there you go, a little bit of information on the goji berry today on the show. Couple of final tracks here for you in the last bit of the show. This group of music is featuring Flyer in their name. We're going to start with the Midnight Flyer Bluegrass and I'll go step in two off of Traditional Bluegrass here on Roots and Berries.
Into my heart. to start to get. If you find lipstick on the jeans, then you know I have been stepping just like you.
And I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into.
Thank you.
for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
You're tuned